Northeast Archives of Folklore and Oral History, accession number 1012. Tape number 1012.2, a continuation of an interview with Stephen McGowan on November 1st, 1975 by Sarah Treat for IDL 105.
This is a continuation of Sarah Treat's interview with Steve McGowan for IDL 105. This is a continuation of side two of the original cassette.
I always thought Kennedy's, well, I guess they're getting ready to tell us now who really did kill him. Even then I suspected, only because I knew something about the logistics of rifles, because I always hunted. And I suspected that with that rifle he had, it would have been damn near impossible to do it, Oswald. And I always suspected that, and I guess now they're getting ready to tell, now that Hoover's dead and most of the people are shuffled or mixed, they're getting ready to say who really did it, or was behind it anyway. We talked about Vietnam. The killings at Kent State. My initial feelings and what I have now, at the time I'd just come back from Vietnam. In fact, I was taking a night course up here. And we're sitting there, and I couldn't understand. It was a psych course, and I couldn't understand why everybody was so upset, because they only killed four people. But like I say, I'd just come back from Vietnam, and four people was nothing. And I couldn't understand why, if they thought that was a waste, they should have been where I was. Jackson State the same way. But now I realize that, of course, in the military, especially in a foreign country, they can control exactly what they want you to hear. So a lot of the, about the only, right down to the fact of even the music you hear on the radio. If there's some song that's got lyrics that they don't want you to hear, you don't hear it. It's not unusual for me, because I spent 2 years overseas, for somebody to come on the radio and say, and this was a great hit back in 68, and you never heard of it. Just because it had some songs and had a lot of political influence. And while we were overseas, I don't think everybody really knew how much the students were rebelling back in the States. You know, the Army wanted to give you an impression that it was just a few long-haired weirdos that were doing all the agitating. They'd like to have had you believe that it was communist-inspired long-haired weirdos that were doing all the agitating, when now you can tell, look back and know it was anybody that had a head on their shoulders was concerned, and rightly so. Amnesty, like I said, I get just two different categories: people that never went in the military, and the guys that were in the military. The ones that were in knew what they were up to; they deserted, and I think that's different. Oil wells offshore, sure, that's great down in the Gulf of Mexico, but keep them down there. Gun controls. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't have. If you've got a legitimate citizen going out and buying a gun, which I think they ought to have the right to do, why not have a 10-day or a 2-week at the most waiting period? When he goes in, he buys a gun, he gives him a name, rank, serial number. Of course, that's what it's coming to now. They've got a national ID on the, you know, that's scary right there. But, you know, somewhere they got a big file under your Social Security name, under your Social Security number.
Do you own a gun?
Oh, sure. But if it's a responsible citizen who wants to go in and buy a rifle to go hunting, if he's really a responsible citizen, it shouldn't matter to him if he has to wait 10 days for them to do a check on him. Because now you can walk in and flop down $100 and get your pick of what you want. And like I say, if he wants it for honest reasons, I can't see any reason in the world why he wouldn't want to wait 2 weeks, considering all the people that shouldn't have guns that they're going to weed out in that time, because they just take your word for it. The only proof you have to provide is a Maine driver's license. and I have guns. And the Saturday night specials that there's so much to do about now, they're no good. They shouldn't even be made. They're just made for one purpose, and that's to rob somebody or to scare somebody. Because nobody that was going to buy a... Most people that own pistols are either for protection or for target practice. And you couldn't use one of those Saturday night specials for target practice because they're so poorly made, so cheaply made, there's no accuracy involved. And besides, if you fire the damn thing more than 10 or 15 times, I think they'd blow up. And anybody that wants a gun for protection would be willing to shell out another 30 or 40 bucks and get a decent one. That's... Well, Nixon and Watergate, that's gone round and round. I always like to pride myself that I could see through Nixon the first time I voted for him. I voted against him back in the first time he ran. And I didn't work for McGovern, but I worked against Nixon because I didn't particularly care for either choice. But I did, I still have some bad feelings about that because at the time, everybody where I worked is up until recently, up until all these layoffs, the phone company was the epitome of the establishment. And it's just recently they allow guys down there with mustaches, you know, almost, it's not that bad, but it's damn near. So there was myself and a couple other guys that were against Nixon, all veterans. And we didn't go around running, bragging up McGovern as much as we did running down Nixon. And that got us in a lot of trouble with a lot of people. But I always did think he ought to be taken out and shot somewhere. No, not quite that drastic, but I always thought he was a real devious politician, and he was just in it for the power. And now I guess it caught up with him. And if he comes, they claim he's trying to make a revival. If he does, I can't see it. Women's lib. It's got advantages and it's got disadvantages. I'm all for equal pay for equal work. What I don't like, and what I've seen in more than one instance, is in fact they even got a name for it now. You got reverse discrimination, where they'll take. There's so many outfits work with government money. The government says such and such a percentage of your workforce has got to be minorities or females, and if you don't have that percentage, then you don't get a government contract. And, like I say, just work for 5 years with a phone company. Not that they don't use government contracts, but they're regulated by the government, federal government and the state governments, because they are a public utility. Okay, so in comes OEO and says, you've got to have an, I don't know exactly the percentage, so many number of women in your craft. Well, they couldn't, you know, where are you going to go out and find women that know how to work with telephone equipment? Well, any type of electronic equipment. I wouldn't have the faintest idea how to put a phone in. Not the faintest. I worked on electronic machinery, similar to calculators, or small computers, I guess what you call them. But where are you going to go out and find enough women to do it? To fill a percentage. It's like a 15% they want. You just can't. Just because it's traditionally that women didn't take up electronics or mechanics. They're beginning to now. What they did is they'd take girls that were secretaries. It was a great deal for the girls. Great deal for the girls. But kind of left me with a bitter taste. But this is just one company, although I know it goes on in other companies. I got a secretary, she's got 8 or 9 years service. And okay, say a secretary makes 150 bucks a week. What they'll do is they'll bring her into the craft. No training at all. No, I figure I went to school and I went to several schools in the military. to be eligible to apply for this job. You had to have a certain amount of qualifications before they'd even look at you. Okay, so they got this girl that's a secretary. They bring her over because she's got, you're based on your pay raises on 6 month steps. Okay, so, and merit also. They evaluate you. So they bring her over at top money because she's already gone through her 5 years evaluation, even though at top money for a secretary was 150. All of a sudden they're bringing her over at, she's making $300 a week. Well, they had trouble with that because there was a lot of girls were afraid of the way they'd be treated because they were going to be in there and they knew that they didn't have the faintest idea what was going on. If somebody said, well, run down and warm up the oscilloscope, you know, like, is that like a frying pan? And they finally had to offer and give cash inducements for the girls to come over. They get anywhere from some of them as high as $1,000. Plus they're doubling their salary coming over anyway. Well, there's enough of them thought, well, you know, I'm foolish not to take this money, and I don't blame them. I'd have done the same thing. That's the negative aspect of it. Positive aspects, I think are good. I can't see any reason why you shouldn't be treated as equals, because I think they are. There's certainly enough smart girls around. If a woman, I don't mind the women libbers as long as they're not belligerent. I just don't, maybe it's just because I don't like belligerent people. But when they're, I guess when they go out of their way for shock treatments, just to shock somebody. But I don't mind girls swearing or anything like that. It doesn't bother me in the least. Learning to drive. What's this about music? Mm-hmm. No, just a note there. Because I do like
not
music.
Much. I don't know. I think you've talked enough.
Oh, okay.
Do you have anything else to say? Anything else you'd like to spout off about?
Nope, can't think of anything. Right off quick.
Okay. This now ends my interview with Steve McGowan on the 1st of November, 1975. This is Sarah Treat.
This is presumably the end of Sarah Treat's interview. As far as we could tell, there was no closing announcement.